Hey, welcome to the Mead House. Jeff here.
Chris over here.
Chris, I think we have a problem.
I couldn't stop myself. I'm not going to apologize.
In point of fact, we may have 11 problems. Guys,
we've been enjoying this exotic fruit so much. Or me, I should say, I have enjoyed this exotic fruit so much. I went out and bought 11 more.
And I'm looking at the spread here, and it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
So, hey, thank you guys for tuning in. You guys tune in week after week. We hope this is entertaining for you. We hope the last couple days have been, as you know, the last couple episodes, last couple weeks, we've done some entertaining stuff with, you know, first the lychee, which was fun.
And it was fun. It was great. Yeah, I really liked it.
I think lychee makes a solid basis for meat, especially considering some of the stuff we tried since.
Yeah.
The pomelos were a little disappointing, but I think they might have just been underripe. I mean.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's the case. But overall, the pomelo.
Yeah.
And the kumquat really stood out.
Yeah. I still feel like those are strong options. I'm not sure they're as strong as the lychee, but strong options.
No, but I still think about how good that lychee meat I had almost 3 years ago was at the time. So, yeah.
I mean, so now you got off the deep end. We have a bunch of different fruit to try.
I have impulse control issues. What can I tell you?
I mean, guys, we do hope this is entertaining for you. We'll probably be up to more serious and scientific inquiry lines of topics next week, maybe.
We'll see. If you have anything you'd like to talk about, by all means, reach out. Please stop me.
info@themeadhouse.com or find us on Facebook, themeadhouse.com. You know, we're easy to find like that. We love the fact that you guys are tuning in and interacting with us and having fun with us.
And really appreciate you guys, the comments, and it's been fun. It's always fun.
Yeah. As much as I love to give Chris crap, because that's the kind of friendship we have.
Yeah.
This is great fun, and I'm looking forward to this. We've got a bunch of weird-looking stuff in front of us that I can't wait to get my teeth into. In the meantime, we also need to thank Box and Barleycorn. They're back again for 2026, sponsoring us, making sure you guys have not only our content, but the legacy content that I recorded with my previous co-hosts. All the many years ago, I don't think we have every episode, but we got pretty goddamn close.
We got a lot of them. And then, you know, it's really good information you can get out there just way before my time. And it's fun to listen to. It really is. They're a little longer than the episodes we do here.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they're like an hour and a half.
Right. We had like about a half hour per segment, and three segments was our format then. And,
yeah. You
know, I like this bit shorter format we've got going now, not only because I'm the one editing it now.
Yeah. There's always details like that. But anyway, thank you. You know, Box and Barleycorn, they've got everything you need. They got your equipment. They got your recipes. They got your supplies. They got the passion and the knowledge on how to do it right the first time.
Right. Absolutely. And they are friendly in the age where the homebrew store is kind of a disappearing thing. It's nice to have at least somebody you can reach out to, even if they're not in your own backyard, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, just to make it easy for you, if they always are competitive. They always try to make it a good price for what they're offering you. But if you'd like to get an extra 10% off, MHP10, just for watching us here.
Right.
For all your online orders.
Covers part of your shipping or your taxes, and it lets them know that their investment in us is worthwhile, and it's giving them, you know, a little something on top, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody wins there. Mead for today.
The mead of the day is...
This is an experiment, 21701. It's a lot of experiments, guys, from Sap House. This is mixed berry, honey wine with natural flavors. It's a 12%er. I don't know how long this has been sitting around, but it has been a little while.
I've got some two-year-old meads I've made, too, so I got nothing to say.
We're getting into some stuff that has been sitting on top of my my pantry for a little bit.
It needs to be drunk and appreciated before it... is no longer able to be drunk and appreciated.
The swords we fall on for you guys at home.
We do it for you. We do. It is a berry color. I mean, it's got that reddish amber tint.
Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of browning to it, but it's a little old. Some of the anthocyanins might be breaking down.
Oh, a lot of berry in that smell.
Yeah, that's a strong berry nose.
Oh, my goodness. That's
there's a lot of blackberry, little raspberry on the nose. Maybe some strawberry. Does it give us a list? Nope, just a certain general's warning. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. It's off-dry flavor.
It's smooth in the front and a little bit harsher in the back.
The acidity comes back and says, hey, what's up? What's in there? But it has a very smooth finish. Or, I'm sorry, very smooth start on the front.
I mean, it's like... just a step and maybe step and a half above the water smooth on the very front.
There is a level of oxidization going on at the very end too. That I think it may just have to do with like this has been sitting around for a little bit. That's my fault, not the meat's fault.
But
it's still very tasty.
Still very tasty. Sap House is generally pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm consistently happy with the orders I get from them. That's why I've been getting a box from them every quarter for
Long
years now.
time.
Yeah, years and years and years.
All right. Well, now, Jeff, I've got some things here.
Let's get it rolling.
Let's get it rolling. Now,
Where are we starting?
first thing I have here is basically it's a tejote. Basically, it's a Mexican hedge apple.
I'm going to spell this out because my Spanish is not great either. TEJOCOTE. Tejote?
If the J is an H, that's all I know. Tejote, I don't know. But it's a hedge apple or a hawthorn. And they're like a little tiny apple. I mean, I'm talking like just under golf ball size.
Looks like a crab apple.
Yeah.
Has a light smell.
And very bland.
Bland, a little bitter. It's not apple consistency either, although it has a
It's
kind of,
mushy.
it's.
Okay, I wouldn't use this for an apple meat.
No, I have to imagine this would be a pain in the butt to get any like flavor out of,
Yeah.
really, because of the pulp of it is so thick and it's almost custardy in texture,
Yeah.
but it's
It's pleasant to chew on, but it's not doesn't have a good pleasant flavor.
right. And getting like the it's not a juicy fruit either. Like the
No, it's pretty dry.
yeah, all things considered, it would take a lot of effort and a strong press to get like whatever liquid is out of this. And I don't think the flavor is all that impressive
Yeah.
either.
Okay, no, the reason I got this, a lovely lady there, I was looking, thinking, what are these? What are these? And she comes up, and she apparently understood me fairly well, but she didn't speak really well in the English compartment. So it was, then she said the name Chihote, or whatever they, how we pronounce that. Yeah, good, good, good. And she ate one right there. Just downed it like it was a grape. Popped it in, chew, 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 swallow. Good, good, good. Got a bunch and walked off. And I'm sitting here going, I'll give it a try.
Yeah, no. From the horse's mouth, this is good stuff. So
Yeah.
try it. This might be one of those things where if you've had it in your childhood, it occupies a special place in your heart. I didn't, so it doesn't. So,
I'm not impressed with it. I don't want
yeah,
it. It's
no,
is what it
that's
is.
in our quest for things to make meat from that we haven't already made meat from, I don't think this counts.
Yeah. The next one I have is guava, actual guava fruit. And they're tiny.
Yeah. Now, the fruit here is the same kind of yellow flesh as like the pith and part of the skin. And a lot of the guava I've seen is more pinkish when it comes to the fruit flesh. Well, that's the outside. Right. I'm talking about the flesh inside
Yeah,
here.
this is white. I mean, barely cream color at all. But tasty.
It's nice. It tastes like the guava juice I've gotten. It, like, a lot of seeds in here, too.
They're tiny. You can eat them.
It's a
But
little
it's
crunchy to
actually
chew.
pretty good flavor to it.
Now, if I was going to make a guava mead, and that's a possibility, I think a guava like session mead, maybe a little carbonation.
That would probably be good of this.
That could be a summertime winter for sure. I don't think I would use whole fruit though. I think I would just buy the guava juice.
Yeah, this is not a very juicy fruit per se.
And it's a small fruit, so we're talking again about a lot of time to process a lot of different fruit. But this is definitely beating the hawthorn out. So I'll give it that.
Yeah, but now next one I had on my list here, I kind of rearranged these things in the way I wanted to try them. You've actually had this with a mead. I came up with and made a dragon fruit mead, and this is the dragon fruit tile of dragon fruit I made it from. It's the red one you see in the stores with its pink, it's white flesh with all the little black seeds in it.
Looks like chocolate chip ice cream.
And
Well, very small chocolate chips, but yeah. Thank you, sir.
sort of scoop a little bit of that out of there. Now, and Jeff and I talked about this before airtime. Damn it, the meat I made was not memorable. It was pretty good, as I recall. We
Yeah.
enjoyed it.
The dragon fruit flavor is not This is another very delicate flavor, though, and the fruit is very much the same. I'm going to help myself to another slicey here because,
Good.
but it's just very light. It's.
But this is one of the things you're going to have to keep the sweetness with it, because without that sweetness, there's not much else to give
Right.
for it.
I mean, you hear a name, dragon fruit, and you see the outside of this fruit, which is this cool, dark, like reddish color with these little green scale things on it, and go, dragon fruit, hell
Yeah.
yeah. And then you taste it and go, oh, well, I mean,
It's not bad.
no, it's not bad at all. It's just kind of
And
some.
full disclosure, when I made the dragon fruit meat, I made the plate. I was at Costco, and they were getting rid of their dragon fruit juice. It
Right.
was 100% natural fruit juice with no additives, no sugars, and they had bottles of it for like $8 to $10 a bottle, and they're like quart bottles. I can mead that, and I did, and it turned out pretty good overall. It actually tasted better with the honey flavor
I believe that.
than it did with just the fruit. So this one works. It's very juicy.
The dragon fruit flavor is bringing out some of the oxidated quality in this meat as a warning. It's not, they don't go together nicely.
So they do not. Yeah, you're right. No, that's strong. But that's dragon fruit.
Yeah, the point I was trying to make there is that whoever was on the marketing team for dragon fruit, coming up with a name, coming up with the look, and then coming up with flavor, they did the flavor some favors because it's just not selling as strong as dragon fruit.
Yeah.
Look at this red thing.
Is this red thing it's dragon fruit with a nice little creamy center.
Dragon fruit. Creamy white, gentle flavor. You got a little dragon fruit seed on your lower lip there. You got it. You got it.
Thank you, and you. It's going down my shirt too, so yeah, I'm not going to win this one.
We're only two, no, three in, so
I'm doomed. I'm
no
doomed,
way.
man. Also, okay, but I knew that going in. I got the dragon fruit because it was
Right.
available.
Yeah. And this is not a first at bat for dragon fruit for us, so no surprises here. This is just a little more than anything else, this is a level set. Now, do we want to do this is the Korean melon?
It's a Korean melon.
Or do we want to do the Asian
Let's
pear?
do the Asian pear.
I was thinking the Asian pear was the good next step here. So let's just cut this guy in half. We each get a half.
Now, Asian pear, it looks like a pear. It's just got really pale yellow skin.
Kind of tan to yellow, sandy color. It's looks like a pear.
Very firm.
Flavor's light.
It's more apple than pear in my fit in the taste to me.
There's not even that much apple to it,
Yeah, and
to
it's
be
not much
honest.
apple.
It's a pretty, it's juicy, which is what better than we can say for like the Hawthorne.
Yeah, and the skin is tougher.
Slightly, yeah.
But this is what happens when you leave me unsupervised in a store. And yes, my wife was there, but she was not watching. So,
I don't know about dynamics between your wife and you, but I'm generally not the one that needs to be watched out for in the middle of a store.
to be honest, neither am I, but I had a mission. So I had a mission. I was going to carry out my mission. So I did. And here we are. Now, mind you, did I get all the exotic fruits I could have gotten? No. They had jackfruit. I've actually worked with jackfruit before. Very tough, very spiny. Got a good mellow flavor in there. And can you meet it? Absolutely. I have
Would
made.
you beat it?
Would I? With enough of it, yes, I would. With enough of the pulp, I would do it.
And what flavor combinations would you add to it?
I would likely add. I would add a little bit of herbal
Okay.
into it, maybe a little rosemary or something earthy like sage to bring it up a little bit.
Sure. Maybe lemongrass for that.
And lemongrass
It's
would
that
be a good
right part
addition.
of the world.
But the biggest problem with jackfruit is it is the largest fruit in the world. And if you want to buy under 10 pounds, good luck, unless you get in the can. Now, by the same token, I've also turned jackfruit into vegetarian pulled pork. It's very universal. It's quite tasty, but I wasn't going to buy a jackfruit for this.
That's fair. I'm going to blow the budget twice out of Sky High, and we're already at Sky High.
We're pretty much sky high. So the next one I have here is a Korean melon. Now it's about softball size, but
It
elongated.
doesn't look like a melon. It looks like an engorged cucumber.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, that's actually pretty good. It's very, very tender inside, and it's yellow on the outside. Skin is yellow, and I'm going to.
Yeah, this looks like another eat with a spoon kind of experience.
And we get, and this is, I'm getting a cantaloupe-like smell off it as I'm pulling the seeds out.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. It is that kind of American cantaloupe, muskmelony kind of a smell. We got the seeds and stuff out. I'm gonna just take
And I cleaned it out just like I cleaned out a cantaloupe.
a. It tastes like cantaloupe.
It tastes like a cantaloupe. Okay, well, I haven't gotten my piece yet because it won't come off. It absolutely tastes like a cantaloupe.
Have you ever done the Ethnic Enrichment Festival here in town?
Don't think I have.
It occurs in Swope Park, kind of right over by the zoo. It's the end of August, so usually we go for a few hours around the same weekend of my birthday every year. And all these different little ethnic clubs for, the different ethnicities in Kansas City, they'll each have a little booth, and most of them have some kind of food offering available. And so, like, we'll get half a dozen different dinners between me, my wife, and my kid, and we'll split them, try a bunch of different stuff. And not last year, but the year before. Last year it was just really hot, and we ended up peacing out maybe an hour in because it was just god awful hot. But the year before last, there was a Vietnamese place that had a melon drink that was literally they took like little bits of wire and made like tiny little shoestrings of cantaloupe melon, and then they mixed that with like water and sugar, and it was I'm not a big melon person, but it was really refreshing.
Yeah, my daughter will tell you, my daughter is a trained chef. She will tell you, is there a food you don't like? You're wrong because you simply haven't found a way to make it that you liked. Because she got that from a teacher, I think. But I don't like this, fill in the blank, this food. Well, you haven't had it prepared in a way you like it. And I used to think, well, there's some things I just don't like. And my daughter has made it her life's mission to prove me wrong. And for the most part, she's done a pretty good job. She has found a method that, oh, that's actually pretty good. Oh, that's that. It's that thing you don't like. Okay, then. Well, I stand corrected on this particular thing, but you're not going to beat me on everything. And I shouldn't have said that, but because I'm going to lose.
Technically, cephalopods, all octopi, octopoda, and squid are a mollusk, right? So technically, they're shellfish, kind of, sort
Well, I'm, yeah. Okay.
I fish, shellfish, can't stand it. Don't. I tell people I'm allergic because the.
It's just easier.
Yeah, it's easier than explaining that I have a deep inborn hatred for that smell that makes me vomit the moment I can't even walk by the frozen fish aisle in the grocery store without
Wow, I didn't know it
getting
was that bad, man.
nauseous. Yeah, it's bad. And then when we were in Las Vegas for Combat Con, we went to that anime cafe, and I tried somebody's takoyaki, little fried octopus balls. I felt so bad.
Yeah,
Because it was really good. And at the time, I was working as a docent at the aquarium, and
yeah.
octopuses are our friends.
Yes,
They should, or at least they should be. They probably like hate us in no small way, because that's just the nature of octopi. But
it was actually good.
yeah.
Yeah, so okay, this is a cantaloupe flavor for it's called a Korean melon.
Yeah,
It's
it
simply a Korean melon. It's
tastes like a
not
melon.
it's like
Surprise.
you know those kid-sized footballs you have that you put in your hand, you almost
Yeah, the little, it's not Nerf, but it's that same kind of foamy.
Yeah, that. It's about that size. But is it bad? No. Is it meatable? I'm thinking probably not.
Take a lot of it. We're in the same territory with any other melon or like a watermelon, Like it would take a lot and would probably require some level of concentration to get
The flavor out of it.
right.
But hopefully, the next, I mean, and I put those out because I knew these were milder flavored ones, so I put those ahead of the curve here.
Well, and if we were in a judging situation, yeah, we want to do the mild stuff first before we blow out our palates on
the major stuff.
Yeah, or at least the more flavorful stuff.
Yeah. Now, the next part I had here was actually three types of banana. I have a Hawaiian plantain, which I know isn't a banana, but it's banana-like.
Close cousins.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I have a Thai banana, and I have a red banana. Now, I'm going to start with plantain's going to be first, because I've had a couple plantains. I haven't had a Hawaiian plantain in the past, but I have not. I have had a plantain. Wasn't my favorite thing ever.
I can't remember the last time I had a plantain that was not coated in caramelized sugar and or rum.
And that way, I like them. I like them that way.
How do you not?
Yeah,
I mean, that's hard to screw up. Well, this is looking fibrous.
It's pretty
looking a little tough.
Stiff here. No. Damn it.
Try.
Now, this is this is a green. It's super thick. It's like a squash, thick as a squash.
Yeah.
And about the same size.
And it has an underripe banana smell to it.
And I'm told that's the way, that's as ripe as you can get them in retail market. It's actually crunchy.
Mm-hmm. It tastes like an underripe banana, but not as sweet.
Mm-hmm. Guys, use bananas. You save your plantains for your rum and sugar, brown sugar caramelization.
This is underwhelming.
It's underwhelming. I mean, again, this is why I set it up the order that I did. Because these are the ones I did not have high hopes for. Now, a guava was kind of a surprise. It could work.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever had, like, the Pog, the pineapple orange guava juice.
No, I don't think I have.
You've had a Pog mead because we had that, the Queen Anne, or the Queen's mead from Sap House that they did for that Renaissance Festival.
I remember that, yeah.
A Pog mead.
That's a Pog and mead, okay.
Guava was not the dominant flavor in that by any stretch. But, I mean, the reason Pog is a popular flavor combo for, like, tourists is obvious.
Yeah. Now, the next banana-like thing here is the Thai banana. Now, these things are tiny. I mean, they're a little less than the length of my hand. They are green. And I don't know. This is probably dating myself because I played this with my eldest child when he was a child. But the Donkey Kong Country, where it had the gold banana and the yellow green banana. This is a green banana. But, Donkey Kong would say, ooh, gold banana. That's a thing in my family because I couldn't stop giggling about it at the time.
Trying to separate the peel from the basic Cavendish we find in the grocery store. The peel separates really easily from
this one. Doesn't.
This takes a little more effort and persuasion.
And persuasion is like, I'm actually cutting it off with a knife. It's not releasing the fruit into my hand at all. Is it like a plantain kind of? It has that fibrous feel to it.
It is much like the plantain. It's chalkier.
It is chalkier.
Chew it for a little bit first.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, it gets a crop for me. Oh, that doesn't help.
Doesn't help. Okay.
So that's a disappointment.
That's a disappointment. I had high hopes for the Thai banana.
Yeah, that's... Hmm.
Now I'm kind of scared of the red banana.
We're in a minefield here, buddy.
Yeah. So, what I'm getting so far about our little adventure here is stick with the American fruits.
There is a reason there's a number of established cultivated fruits that we have available in every grocery store and a bunch that we have to go out of our way to get, yeah.
These are not what I consider, gosh, even the red banana is
a oh, yeah.
struggle.
That's a level of effort there.
And it does not want to release the fruit in any capacity. And, oh, my gosh. Thank you. Now, I don't know if you heard that, but...
Fibrous. Dry.
Dry.
My expectations are low.
Just like the Thai. Not as chalky.
Not as chalky. But not as flavorful either.
Not as flavorful either, but... If I was to give you an analogy to the last two bananas I just ate, the Thai and the red banana, I'd have more fun eating packing peanuts.
If you took all the flavor and all the moisture out of a Cavendish banana and just left the fibrousness of it, I think that's what we get here.
And you glue the skin to the fruit.
God.
No. Okay, this, I will be honest with you guys here. I'm not doing this again. I've killed my desire to dive into exotic fruits all this time being.
And oh, Chris, I know what we're finishing on.
Yeah, you do. But this is one you've actually talked about in the past. Now,
Or something related. Now, this is, go ahead and I will disclaimer this after you introduce this.
This is called a mammee or a mammee sapote. Now, the relationship that what we talked about in the past was a black sapote.
Now, here's the thing. The sapoques, this family of fruits, they're not necessarily related much at all. They are sapoques by association and not like any kind of similarity. So this might be very similar in flavor or style to the black sapoque that we heard about and found interesting but haven't actually tasted, because the one place I could find this didn't have it in stock. This looks like a mango, though. It has a big middle. Well, sorry. So let's qualify this with an onset description. It has a brownish kind of rind. It fits a little oversized to Chris's hand. It's a little bigger than the Korean melon.
An average sweet potato.
Yeah, slightly larger, slightly thicker. The inside, the flesh of it, has a. It's a kind of peachy, orangey looking color to it.
It looks a little bit like a sweet potato.
It looks, yeah. The part that was right by the pit, and it's a fairly large pit, almost like mahogany brown. Chocolate, I don't
It's
know.
about 3 inches long.
Yeah. The part that's right by the pit is a little more creamy colored than pink colored. Yeah, that's.
But so I'm told when I looked up the how this is supposed to taste, it should taste pretty So what I've heard about the mammy is it's supposed to take a little strawberry, a little pineapple. Don't get any of that. Is it good? It's not bad. It's tender.
It's sweet. It's tender. It's not, I wouldn't call it juicy, but it's definitely better than the bananas we had. It has a sweet, vaguely tropical flavor. I don't know if I would classify that as like strawberry or
Think of a
pineapple.
really, really mild papaya.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you that.
Now, when we talk about the black sapote, it's supposed to have a chocolate pudding flavor. This is anywhere close.
No. And like I said, the sapote family, these are, it's an association and not a similarity from everything I've heard. The sapotes are very different from each other.
And it says it's supposed to taste a combo of sweet potato, pumpkin, and apricot.
That's a weird combination. I wouldn't have expected, but.
But I'm not, it's not wrong either. I'm not getting any apricot, but the pumpkin and the sweet potato kind of got that.
It's a sweeter version of both of those. I'll give it that. And I mean, there I could maybe see some apricot in there. Not a pungent apricot, but like an almost an underripe apricot.
Yeah, okay, I'll buy
Kinda,
that.
maybe.
But this is actually kind of good.
This is a pretty close, like, yeah,
I
no.
mean, culinarily speaking, there are no vegetables per se, because it's either a root, a stem, or a leaf. But this, it's more vegetable than fruit.
It is more savory than sweet.
Yes.
Is this an interesting thing for a mead? Not necessarily.
Now, I don't think I don't. My wife actually asked me, and I'm going to discuss this on a future show with Jeff. She asked me, could you make a, what was that? It's that purple yam potato, taro,
Taro.
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 Can you make a taro meat? And I'm sitting here, well, can I make it? Yes. Should I make it? I'm not
I
sure.
feel like there's a lot of processing involved here.
Yeah. But that's a future episode that I want to discuss Jeff a little bit before we jump on air with that. But as far as the Mammy, it's fun to eat. It's reasonably tasty.
Yeah, I mean, and this might be the kind of thing like a plantain. Once we get some heat and some sugar in this, this might be real damn good.
Yeah, I mean, but,
I'm not sure this is going into a mead, as is.
So guava and the dragon fruit—the only thing I put in the mead so far.
Yeah, and you know that is not to say that I won't like, you know, no surprise here. Once we're done filming. Or recording, I should say. It's not film. It's,
yeah. Well, once we're done talking here online.
Once we're done with the recording part, I usually take, you know, whatever's left in the bottle or whatever fruit we've been eating and be like, hey, honey, try this. I will probably not inflict the bananas on my wife.
No.
I will probably let her try the mommy
salad. I actually got like three more bananas like those at home. Mm-hmm. And they may quietly just disappear.
You're not going to try banana bread? That's already fairly privacy, so, you know, you might need a little less flour.
Yeah, well, no. I don't. I just recently bought 10 pounds of sugar, white sugar. I'm not sure I have enough to make that tasty. Oh, my gosh. But, no, of the 9 fruits we've just gone through, 2 were usable. I mean, my dragon fruit mead that I made was actually fairly tasty.
Well, and you were using a juice and not a
fruit. And not a whole fruit.
And I...
And because the seeds are everywhere in the fruit.
This is... I gotta think that there's a level of processing required in this that is just...
Now, on the plus side, the dragon fruit comes very easily out of the skin.
Yeah, it is a very juicy fruit. So, like, I assume once you get a press for it, it's gonna have an easy time getting through the press and into, you know, juice form
or... Yeah.
Brewable form.
And it's same thing with guava. It'd be pretty easy and quick to get a good juice out of it, just you have to have a lot more of them.
Right. Most of everything else, apart from the melon, fairly fibrous, really.
Yeah.
It's just, that's a lot of effort for very little squeeze.
Now, in the defense of the Korean melon, juicy.
Yes.
Nice flavor. But it's like, a cantaloupe flavor.
Right. It like we could we're paying a premium for the Korean melon because it's not grown in the United States ostensibly, or at least it's grown in a much less thing. And
if they would have named it Korean cantaloupe, I probably would have bought it because that's what I'm tasting.
Right. There is no difference to my perception. And granted, you know, I'm not a
super taster.
Right. Am I a meat judge? Yeah. I don't think that highly of my judging skill that I can go, okay, well, this is a Korean melon and this is a cantaloupe. They taste so similar to me that I couldn't tell the difference.
Now, we have 2 left. Now, considering my track record of the last 9, I'm scared.
It's time to refill this bottle.
Yeah. We may want to just get a little bit more meat in our... Yeah, I'll take one there. Sorry. So I can... Oh, no, no. We're completely good. I'm glad we got a mixed berry mead for this because, gosh, we, guys, I messed up and I'm sorry.
It occurs to me that episode a couple weeks ago with the lychee, we have this lemon mead that we opened. It's been sitting with the cap reapplied.
Yeah, but between the dragon fruit's not bad. The guava's pretty good. The Korean melon is moderately tasty. Nothing else I have here I recommend to you. For human consumption.
It's got to be one of those things where you had it as a child and enjoyed it, and now it's part of your you know, palate. Kind of like the poppy seed jam that my grandma put in pastries, and no one else I know will touch, you know?
Now, the 10th item I have here is the sour sop fruit. It's a pulp. I bought it frozen. So if we really, really wanted to, it's go directly into a batch. In secondary.
There is something to be said for lack of, you know, needed effort.
Now, this is sour sop. I've never had sour sop before, so I don't know what I'm in for.
Yeah, I've heard good things about sour sop.
But I'm hoping this will redeem me, because nothing else will.
And it's big chunks, so it is sour. It is very juicy.
Incredibly juicy. And the sourness is not like a warhead or a Sour Patch Kid sour. It's a fruit sour.
It's not even lemon sour.
It's not even lemon sour. It's not bad though.
No, it's pretty good.
It's got a very bright flavor to it.
It's not lime sharp. It's
It's not lemon harsh.
not orange sweet, but I think this has potential.
Yeah, I sort of mead.
I think this works. And the form factor of what's the ingredients on this? Ingredients, soursop.
Well, there you go.
Sold American.
Sold America.
This is,
This is actually not bad.
yeah, this is basically a little over a pound. And I don't know how much you spent for a little over a pound of soursop pulled.
This is about $5. 5, $6. It's not horrible. It's sour.
He's laughing. My wife walked by, so he gave her a little spoon. And my wife can be a little bit of a wuss sometimes. Love you, sweetie.
Well, that's fair because I'm a wuss at other things, not this one per se. But this is actually the soursop, thank God,
Potential.
potential is here.
Strong. Strong. This, I think, especially this form factor where we can just buy a little over a pound container, this is better than the Pomelo we had last week.
Yeah.
Like, this is okay.
This is ready
Yeah.
to rock and roll right here.
Right there. Like, we maybe freeze and thaw and get the little chunks into smaller chunks, but hell.
But I could literally run a knife through this, a sharp knife through this, and break it up a
Kind of.
lot more.
Yeah. No, this is of everything we've tasted, this is strong.
So glad my wife talked. Okay, I'll be honest. My wife says, "Why don't you get this one?" And she was mocking me. Straight out mocking me. Get this one, the soursop. Fine. Not gonna I, you'll not you're not gonna scare me, lady. I got it. I'm glad I did.
Right?
I'm glad I did.
This is
Oh, that's
No, your wife's shit talking gave us the best option so far.
yeah, really, okay. Well, that is actually gonna be the best option, man. It really is.
And I think I've heard of soursop meats before. I could be wrong, but I
If we
mean,
haven't, we should have.
yeah, this
Because
is,
this is pretty good.
I mean, maybe just a gallon, but like get two of these for a gallon. I think we're there. Get a
Yeah.
good honey to go with it, and
Yeah, and you can use a reasonably strong honey with this because
yeah, this is,
it's got its own place.
I mean, you could get like a tropical kind of honey, like hell, some of the stuff we get from Sean, you could get like
Yeah.
an orange blossom with that, easy peasy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would go like malty, like a cranberry or an avocado blossom honey, but
Maybe
a
a alfalfa
stronger
honey?
alfalfa would this would blow alfalfa out of the water. There's just not enough flavor to alfalfa,
Okay, well,
really. But like a white clover with some of those peppery notes,
yeah, that'd be
that
good.
could go here too.
Yeah, I mean, I could honestly say
This has a lot of
I'd
potential.
even, I'm just thinking about, I might throw a couple cinnamon sticks in secondary with this one.
Yeah, that could work. I mean, I've heard the same thing about lychee, and that was a compelling argument too. Like lychee and cinnamon could be
Yeah,
real goddamn good. So,
and potentially even a little touch of black pepper could help it. I mean, it's good.
or white pepper could go with that.
Oh yeah, even that.
I mean, white pepper is a little less fresh. White pepper is a little less punchy than black pepper, so I think that could round out the edges on that and keep it.
Yeah, this one's solid. I'm happy with
A
this.
plus.
A plus.
A plus.
Now
Now,
I'm testing the limits of my friendship with my friend. Now, guys, if
how
you
many
can.
times have I threatened to make a meat with this and make you taste it though?
Yeah, that's true, but
You just upped the threat level to action.
yeah. Now, what I've done here, guys, and if you've looked, there was a time frame in the internet for the try this. I can try this. It can't be that bad. It was worse. And my good friend Jeff says, "I'm going to make this meat and make you drink it." And I said, "Okay, I probably will because I will." I went and did it, and what I'm kind of hemming and hawing around is I bought durian fruit, seedless durian fruit.
Now, here's the thing. From about age 19 to about age 22, I was living in Czech Republic, and there is a very popular bar snack in the Czech Republic that is, I forget exactly what the term for it is in Czech, but it is a fermented cheese, and I forget exactly what kind of cheese. But when they take the cheese part of the cheese out of a brine and they put it on a plate, you are met with an ungodly terrible smell that can be smelt throughout the entire room in that restaurant. Like, no one is of any mistake that you have ordered the stank. The stank is real. And you can smell it throughout the establishment. That said, after a couple months living there, I said, okay, I'm in a foreign country. I'm on study abroad. I'm supposed to be expanding my mind. I will taste the stank. The stank was friggin' delicious.
Okay.
Usually, the smell component of your senses
and is the very taste prominent with the taste, yeah.
They are intertwined, right?
Mm-hmm.
The taste was magnificent. The smell, wretched. I don't have an explanation for it, but somehow it works. I am hoping the same can be said for durian, which is supposed to be ungodly nasty.
Both in taste and smell.
I am hoping at least it tastes good, even if it smells like ass.
Now, I bought it frozen, vacuum sealed. So
processed and seedless at that point.
Processed and seedless. I mean, well, okay, I've learned the seeds are actually toxic.
Good to know.
There are no such issue. You eat the seeds.
Good to know. Good to know.
And here we go.
And slicing it open.
I'm afraid. I'm actually very afraid. Oh, really?
Extra seals.
Extra seals.
That's
not a good sign. I cut open along the line they had here, and it was sealed past that line, so. Not as horrible as I thought, but not good.
It's...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're taking the trash out after this, so don't... Ooh, it's leaking on my table. Let's get a...
Yeah, get paper towel.
Sweet.
You're there. This is strong.
It smells of rotten pineapple. I'm not going to...
Well, not going to lie, this is pretty... Oh, this is... It comes apart like
that. Yeah, the consistency is no better.
And I am so sorry I've done this to us both.
It's very light in texture. It's not very pleasant.
No, God. Jeff wisely got a Ziploc bag.
Port size bag.
Before we even try to open it. Oh, my gosh. That's bad.
Yep, that's...
Okay.
Well, I did that.
Thankfully, we still have some meat left here. A little bit more hand. I'm in the meat house. We're at the meat house. We have meat. Is it? No. Is
it's
it,
not good.
Is it as bad as I've seen on the internet? No.
No, it's not that bad.
It's that bad.
It does. Apparently, this fresh fruit has a quality of being kind of rotten.
Oh my gosh.
And I think this is one of those cases where it's got to be one of those you had it in your childhood and you enjoyed it. And so you enjoy it.
You still want to meet it?
Fuck no.
Well,
no, I'm hazing you lovingly as my friend is one of the joys in my life. We can agree on this. We can understand this.
Oh, yeah.
The effort of hazing myself to make a batch of mead that will take fucking months and require me to smell that anytime I go into my brew room order to haze you for like the 30 seconds you will taste that, possibly throw up, and definitely
spit out. What is that fast yeast? The Quebecer?
The Fike? Yeah, Quebec. No, we might use a distiller's daddy on this one and get it done in no time.
Ugh, a week or less.
Even still.
Oh, the smell is lingering. It's really bad.
It's on my hard palate, and I can't.
And I'll be honest with you.
Oh, it's in my sinuses, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Don't do durian. Don't do durian. We're so far behind on the curve on that one.
I'm sure.
And there's a reason it stopped.
You know that saying, there's a lid for every pot?
There's no lid for this pot.
There's got to be people that like this. I just don't understand why.
I know. I've seen people enjoy eating this on cooking shows in whatever parts of the country the world this product grows in.
My stepsister lives in Singapore, and that's one of the countries where they have to have the law about not carrying this and not eating this in public. It's popular there. I just don't understand why. It's
No, here's the really weird part. I'm drinking this mead. Now we've run out of the mead we started with.
yeah, we ran out of the meat of the day, mixed berry and
But he
had to.
grabbed a bottle of lemon mead, and it actually tastes good. The lemon mead tastes good. I can drink it, enjoy it past, but the coating in my mouth is not going
It
away.
lingers even after you swallow, and it's unpleasant.
Almost bizarre. Oh my gosh. Okay. That's going in the trash outside. Post haste. I may drop that off in like a dumpster. I don't want to take it in my car anymore. But okay. I have avoided being hazed by my friend by hazing him first, apparently.
You hazed yourself in the process, so that's the only reason you're not getting punched, even with the microphone recording. Is you
That
miss blood, but it's in any court of law.
would. And by the way, if you did hit me right now, I think okay, yeah, I kind of deserve that. That don't do durian. The ones we like best are the dragon fruit, the guava, and
That's soursop. Hey, let's get some soursop.
soursop.
Let's see if that soursop will get some of this durian paste out of our mouths. Because
Why not?
it's got to be worth a try, right?
It couldn't hurt. Okay, guys, I hope you're laughing about this because I'm not able. It's
Yeah, this is
working.
kind of.
It's not working.
The acidity is cutting it. Yeah.
Okay, guys. I don't know how long we've been here. I'm not really going to look at the timer right now because
This has been an episode.
this has been an episode. Oh my gosh.
This is going to give me some episodes.
Yeah,
Ouch.
but I'm munch. I'm glad we had soursop.
No kidding. The prank was the one that
Yeah.
really came through in the end. God.
But yeah, oh my gosh, yeah.
So, yeah, no. As far as can it mead, will it mead, should it mead? Guava, dragon fruit, soursop.
Yeah.
Soursop, strong pass.
Sure.
Strong plus, strong
Strong.
pus.
Yeah, that's I like that.
That has potential.
If you want to make a good cantaloupe mead, use American cantaloupe. They're bigger, you got more juice and more fruit with it.
And you're not going to pay the premium that you're going to pay for something that is either from a foreign country or at least rare in this country.
And smaller,
You
much,
can
much smaller.
get a cantaloupe in any major grocery store, I'm sure.
Any farmer's market almost, towards season.
Right, yeah.
And they'll be better than, and this is, don't get me wrong, the Korean melon is good, but cut yourself some slack.
Yeah, it's just.
But guava, dragon fruit, and soursop, yeah, I'd beat those.
Yeah, the mommy sopoke,
Mommy's poke.
that it was nice. I think it roasted with some brown sugar, like sweet potato. Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Make a meat out of it.
Isn't there a category most meat companies for vegetable?
No.
No?
There's it's like spice, herb, vegetable. It's methylates,
Okay,
essentially.
nothing.
But
Okay. I remember hearing the word vegetable with some categories, so.
so there are some kinds of vegetables where I would see that going into an herb category. If you put this into an herb category, you're wrong. This goes in experimental.
It goes absolutely experimental.
This goes in experimental. I'm not a BJCP judge, or I don't make the rules, but on vibes alone, I'm saying this is not that category. This is experimental. That said,
That said,
probably interesting experimental, but it's not a spice or veg.
but okay, guys, I'm going to call this because I'm seeing over the remnants of the juice from the durian, and it's making me a little bit nauseous. And I'm going to call this, Greg.
It is probably about time to take the trash out.
It's time to take the trash out. Jeff, it's great being here, but we're going to have to clean up for you so I don't leave this behind. Have a great day, guys. Happy meeting.